think this is probably an issue globally in terms of litter damaging wildlife, and particularly marine litter. I think it's been a well-identified problem for many years. So although it could be probably deemed as a bit of a killjoy law to come in, I think really the evidence is there now globally about the damage that these releases can do when they get in the environment. And actually, I think it's a really great step for the Isle of Man, and you know, almost the fact that we're a biosphere, that we're in some ways leading the way on this. So, yeah, no apologies, but I'm very happy to see that. Understand that some people will be unhappy, but I think it is a real great statement for us as an island biosphere that we've done that.
What kind of damage have we seen on the Isle of Man caused by these items?
I couldn't bring you up 100 cases of where animals in the Isle of Man have been damaged by it, but I think a lot of this damage goes unseen. You know, if balloons go into water, they sink, they can still be doing damage to the environment, they can still be ingested, they can still entangle animals. And I think a lot of that is just known. And I think it's one of those things where there's enough global data, or certainly British Isles data, that a lot of the data that, you know, for example, the Marine Conservation Society have collected on beaches for many, many years now. So show that evidence is there.
You describe this as a positive step. What more do you think we could do going forward?
I mean, what's interesting now, there's a government consultation out for single-use plastic. And no surprise, but I'm going to be, you know, an enthusiast again for the biosphere and the fact that we could, you know, potentially really be leading the way in this. Why couldn't we be an island that has no single-use plastic? Now, I'm not naive enough to know that there are not economic issues with that. But, you know, quite often, if the solution is there for people to not use single-use plastics, they're quite happy not to. And, you know, be it earbuds or throwaway cups or, you know, plastic bags. You know, let's make affordable reuse bags. There's a number of strategies that we can actually, you know, take from other nations that have done this and adopt them here, and potentially have an island that's completely single-use plastic free. That I think now is a really achievable vision for us.